You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. There is still plenty of flooding, power outages, and blocked roads in the Catskills due to Tropical Storm Irene. The weekend storm also claimed one life in the area. An 82-year-old woman from Brooklyn died when the cottage where she was staying in Fleischmann's was deluged. Many houses and cars have been destroyed, and some communities are still isolated. Joining us with an update is Julia Reichel, publisher of the blog WatershedPost.com. Hi, Julia. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Amy. Thanks so much for having us.
So flooding affected five counties over the weekend. How's the situation today? Is water receding at all?
You know, so our five-county region is enormous, so I can't say definitively that water has receded everywhere, and I do know that in some places, especially in Greene County and Schoharie County, it's still up. So, no, but some communities are completely unaffected here. It's a really big patchwork with a lot of mountains and valleys, so I can't make a generalization on that.
Now, where are you?
I'm located in the village of Andes in Delaware County, which is one of the highest elevations in all of the Catskills. We're high and dry, and we lost power for 10 minutes last night. Mm-hmm. This has worked to our favor because we have been able to publish our live blog and our resources nonstop since Saturday night. And a lot of the people who haven't been able to get out of the floodwaters, who have had internet access but no phones, or who have been looking for relatives who they can't reach, have been using that, which is a great. We got very lucky where we are personally.
Several roads were closed, including major portions of I-87, portions of Route 17, all of the major byways going into this region. Are they reopening or are people isolated?
Well, the major roads aren't the story. What the story really is, and I'm still trying to get the word out on this, is that in Greene County, Schoharie County, and up a particular road in Ulster County, these are smaller roads, not main roads. Access, people are totally isolated. I would say scores, perhaps even 100 people across the Catskills are isolated, haven't been in touch with anyone for days. We are getting some reports from Frost Valley YMCA in Oliveria, which is in the town of Shandaken in Ulster County. This is in a YMCA summer camp with over 20 people, maybe more, maybe 50, stranded, have been up a road. There's a giant 40-foot wide, 50-foot deep ravine blocking them from one side and an outbridge on the other. They have a generator. That's how we know how they're doing. And they've started an Irene Relief Fund. But they are stranded, and the county supervisor has been able to get to them on an ATV. No one's been able to reach them. They are trying to get up the road to them, which is about 7 miles, on ATVs, delivering medical supplies. But they're completely isolated, and they are not alone. Greene County is full of communities like this. We have a report, which the county supervisor in Greene County didn't even know about for me, but I've heard from residents that it's true, that 100 campers in East Jewett, which is close to Windham in Greene County, are stranded between two outbridges, and these are special needs campers. They have a generator. They're okay, but they are stranded, and they've been that way for 3 days. So that's the story. People aren't even being rescued yet.
Briefly, one woman killed in Fleischmann's yesterday. Is it possible any more deaths? Are you hearing any more reports of deaths related to the storm?
Yes, the Daily Freeman has reported that three people have died in Greene County in addition to the woman who was killed in Fleischmann's in Delaware County. One of those women was named, I believe her first name was Lorraine, I'm blanking on her last name. She was in Prattsville, which was wiped off the map yesterday.
Julia, we need to leave it there to see
certainly
pictures and videos of the devastation in the Catskills. Check out our website, WNYC.org. And Julia Reichel is publisher of WatershedPost.com. Julia, thank you for your work.
Thank you so much.
This is WNYC.